Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. When we gain the victory over Satan, we will join so many others who will be singing a triumphant song. We will be singing glory and praise and honor to the Christ our King. And it won't just be one victory song, but we will sing it over and over through countless ages. We have a lot of Bible verses to read today, so I hope you have your Bible nearby so that we can look them up together and read them together. But before we get started, continuing on Paul's journey as he's headed back toward Jerusalem, let's bow our heads and pray for God's Spirit to be with us. Lord, you have promised that when we ask, you will give the Holy Spirit. So we're asking this morning, please fill us. Help us to shine brighter for you. Amen. Have you ever written letters? I love writing letters. I don't get to do it very much, but when you boys and girls send me letters at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, I answer those letters and I love to hear from you. Well, my boys, as part of our homeschool, I like to have them write letters to aunts, to uncles, to great-grandmas, to grandmas, to grandpas. I like to have them write letters. Now, because they're still pretty young, and it's still a little challenging with spelling and everything, what they do is they tell me what to write, and I kind of coach them, hey, should we tell them about this? How would you like to say it? And we write out a letter, and then they copy it, usually while they're listening to a Your Story Hour or something, where they practice writing letters and making it look really nice and neat. Then we fold them up, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and send it to our family. Guess what? Sometimes they get letters back. Like my aunt, she likes to write to them and tell them stories that happen on her ranch. They love to hear those stories. Well, Paul wrote letters. He wrote lots of letters to the churches to help encourage them because he couldn't be everywhere at the same time. Well, Paul is walking along. He's thinking about his churches. He's thinking about the work that he had done. And you know what? He got to the next port. Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 14. He met up with his friends who had gone on the ship. Let's look at Acts chapter 20, verse 14. Acts chapter 20, verse 14. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. And then look at chapter 20. And under chapter 20, look down, I had to turn my page to verse 14. What does that say?
And when he met us at Assos, We took him on board and came to Mytilene.
So he came to the next port, Assos, and they took him on board, and then they continued on the journey. The ship didn't stop at Ephesus. Do you remember what was in Ephesus? A church that Paul had raised up. Well, as they went past it, Paul remembered the things that had happened there and how he wished he could see the dear Christians there just one more time. But he decided that they didn't have time. Look at verse 16.
For Paul had decided to sail fast Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia. For he was hurrying to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost.
So he didn't stop in Ephesus. He was hurrying on to be Jerusalem. Why did he need to go to Jerusalem? Why was it a hurry? Because he wanted to be there for the Passover. Well, the ship did stop in Miletus, which was only 30 miles from Ephesus. And you know what? Paul found out that they would be there in Miletus a little longer than he had expected. So you know what he did? He sent a message quickly to the elders in Ephesus, and he said, "Hurry, hurry, try to get here before we have to leave." Do you think they were able to make it in time? Let's look at verse 17 and verse 18. Acts chapter 20, verse 17 and 18.
From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you."
They made it. He was able to share with them and talk with them and be able to connect with them. He told the elders of Ephesus that the Holy Spirit had warned him that trouble was ahead, for him in Jerusalem. But Paul wasn't afraid. He was trusting Jesus, and Satan could do nothing that would keep him from obeying Jesus. Look at verse 22, 23, and 24. You can see that this is what Paul was telling the elders from Ephesus.
"And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of grace of God."
Did you know that Paul wrote a letter to the church in Ephesus? Yeah. That letter is called Ephesians. And in the first chapter, I want to challenge you to read it, maybe as a family for family worship, or if you can read on your own, go ahead and read that chapter, Ephesians chapter 1. And you can see that Paul says the word Jesus or Christ or Lord Jesus or Jesus Christ or him and his, which means Jesus, lots and lots of times. Can you count them and tell me if it's more than 10 times? You know, Paul loved Jesus with all of his heart, and his letters help us to know and love Jesus too. Just as Paul wrote letters to the believers to help them and encourage them and bring a smile to their face and to help teach them as well, I want to challenge you to write some letters. Maybe it's to family members that you haven't seen in a long time. Maybe it's to some people who can't get out. Maybe who are members of your church and they're called shut-ins. It's where they can't go anywhere. They stay inside all the time. Maybe it's somebody who is wheelchair-bound where they can't get out of a wheelchair. I want to challenge you to write a letter, to be an encouragement to them, to bring a smile to their face. Maybe even draw a picture if you can't write yet. I hope that you're able to share Jesus' love with others. We want to be an encouragement, just like Paul was an encouragement to others. Lord, thank you so much for this time that we had to spend together with you. Help us to be an encouragement to others, just like Paul was. Help us to brighten someone's day, to bring a smile to their face. Thank you so much. We love you. Amen.
Psalm 46:1.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.